Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The power of love may have brought Jadeveon Clowney to Seattle. Synergy. Mm-hmm. He took the podium for the first time yesterday as a Seattle Seahawk. And what drew Mr. Clowney to the Seahawks?
I was like, Dwayne, how you like it up there? He called. I was like, bro, what you think? He's like, you need to come play with us. You know, you'll love it here. Great weather. It's not hot like Houston. Great fan support. Other great teammates on this team. And come be a part of something great. And I was like, man, you know what? I'm going to try to look into that and try to get up there with you guys.
Two things stand out there. Dwayne Brown, former mm-hmm. Houston Texans left tackle and teammate of Jadeveon Clowney.
Recruiting.
Was the selling point there.
Great and weather, he said.
That's weird.
You've been to Houston.
Yes.
Is it great weather in Houston?
No.
It's double thumbs
it's
down
like
in Houston.
It's like a sweaty armpit that has
hurricanes.
Thunder. Yeah.
Rain.
It has a little bit of everything, and very little of it is appealing.
Yeah.
It's humid. It's hot.
It's not great.
It's a swamp.
Yep.
They filled it in.
Essentially.
That's what they did. They just took it and they said, here.
Put a city here.
Hey, great idea. And yet millions of people live there. Okay. Well, he goes, Dwayne Brown recruiting him and selling point being culture. Now, we heard from when the Legion of Boom was breaking up and things weren't good there with Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, and Richard Sherman. There were the negative articles on ESPN.com kind of bashing what the culture had been and turned into. But one thing seems prevalent throughout the guys that are in Houston or in Seattle. You hear about the culture still being a draw for players. Mm-hmm. Some guys, they felt that they were used, abused, thrown to the curb. Mm-hmm. But Dwayne Brown says the culture is right here in Seattle. How many of the NFL teams do you think the actual culture is a draw to what they're building there? And they're saying the fans are great. Inside the walls of this place are awesome. Coaches understand you. Yeah. Front office respects you.
I don't know. That's a good question about what you're building. Maybe it's established continuity that's been there a long time. I mean, Pete Carroll has been there since 2010, and they're just who they are as players. I mean, Pete Carroll's always been known for that. Even when he was at USC, there was some way that he connected, not only with everybody, but with the community. So players listen to that. When you don't think that other guys are talking and communicating with each other and saying, well, you're a free agent, why don't you want to be here? Would you like to have more of a player freedom? Remember now, when you get player freedom when they're underpaid, everybody's excited. But then suddenly when you have success, you want to get paid. That's kind of what happened to the Legion of Boom. They paid them, and then you had the dissension in the ranks. This is just another start. That's what's great about the NFL is that you can bring in a veteran that's been somewhere where they went, wow, this is how it's like somewhere else. I thought I only knew that. I had my opportunity. I saw it in New Orleans, the dysfunction, the lack of leadership, the lack of knowledge. And then suddenly to go up to a New England area where you're like, what? Guys are accountable. There's intelligence. There's leadership. That's a big time. And I don't, not to say, let's not condemn what Bill O'Brien's doing in Houston, because I think they still have a very good football team, but they just don't have the leadership there compared to what they do in Seattle.
There's only two other teams that I can kind of think have the same vibe that Seattle has right now, where it's not you mentioned when you went to New England, you're like, whoa, this is different. Their culture is not like Seattle's, where it's like an embracing kind of feeling where the front office and the coaching staff and the fans are kind of, they have that synergy with their players. The only two that I could come up with were the Rams kind of have that feeling right now. Because you've got mm-hmm. Snead, McVay, and it just seems like they're a good draw. And then Kansas City, since Andy Reid got there. I'm not talking historically for mm-hmm. really any of these things. I'm saying in their current situations, it seems like those two are the only ones that have it. But Seattle, as you said, have been doing this since 2010.
Well, don't their coaches, when you talk about the coaches of those three teams, don't they seem approachable to you?
Yes.
I mean, Andy Reid does not have a standoffish, I'm better than you. It's kind of like looking at this. Okay,
the Kool-Aid man.
Well, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I mean, it's kind of
really?
No, I was gonna say don't get all chief angry offended here, but this is like the Kool-Aid man. Yeah. He is fun, smart. I mean, he's called Big Red for a reason.
He's an everyman. His players love him.
Love him. I've heard nothing but great things about Coach Reed. Honestly, no one ever has anything to say other than I can't believe he hasn't won a Super Bowl, because how many great coaches has he put out?
Yeah.
It's going to happen. I mean, that group is going to win a Super Bowl. Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes. It's just going to happen. Sorry, yeah. Patriot fans. It's just going to happen. Now, it might take Tom Brady leaving, but it'll happen.
You know, and with everybody else in the league, it's not to say that they don't have a good culture, but those three franchises just seem different, right? New Orleans has got, you've got a coach that is seemingly on that level with Sean Payton, but your front office, look at turnover and guys leaving when they're not getting the money that they feel they deserve, and the fit throwing that kind of throws a wrench into things every now and then. Ownership is a mess with them. And then this one, P1 Mohawk says, what about Philly? Philly too. It just doesn't seem as laid back.
Well, it's the city too. It's Philadelphia. Philadelphia is always built around the edge, and it's the chip on your shoulder city. I mean, it's the city of brotherly love.
Yeah.
Cough, cough. I mean, really?
No batteries at Santa.
Salty.
But Seattle's kind of on they have a different feel, and it helps them land guys like Dwayne Brown and Jadeveon Clowney, which both of those guys are kind of this turning shift in the National Football League, where we have got players that are changing their situations on their terms. And Jadeveon Clowney had the choice where they traded him, but he said that wasn't necessarily the case.
When you decided that you may run out of Houston, did
I don't think I decided that. They decided that. I didn't have no say so in that. I just held the cards of where I ended up playing that. They decided to get me out, but like I said, I'm thankful for the opportunity I had in Houston. They drafted me number one overall. Great opportunities down there. I met some great guys on that staff and great, great teammates. And I'm just glad to be part of this team now. And just try to look forward. I ain't looking back.
I don't know if you heard that, but it was something significant in that quote. He said, "I hold the cards there." If you didn't catch that, that was pretty important, because they said they didn't want him anymore. Under the franchise tag, he didn't want to play, but he said, "I held the cards." Hey, man, we're talking swinging your power like an NBA guy. Mm-hmm. You wanted out. You wanted to change. You said, "I'm not going here." Miami, it didn't work with Miami for some reason. It couldn't get the things to match up. He said, "I'm not going to go to that place. I'm not going to go to Miami." Look when Ndamukong Suh went to Miami. Did that help his career?
Nope.
Or just get him a bunch of money? I think Jadeveon Clowney's looking at this. I want to get money, and I want to go to a contender, and I want to go to a really good culture. That was pretty impressive to listen to that.
And that is the big shift in the National Football League that we've seen over the last couple of years, because essentially Dwayne Brown did the same thing when he got his way up to Seattle.
Yeah.
I mean, he dictated his terms. Khalil Mack kind of had that feel. Antonio Brown, obviously, with his trade to the Oakland Raiders, he vetoed a trade that was being finalized to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. NFL players, what gave them all of a sudden this power in the National Football League? How much of it do you think is the fact that the NFL owners are trying to give them a bone before a strike and or lockout happens, too?
I don't think essentially it's always about the power of it, and when you're talking about veto, but if a guy says, "You're going to trade me where?" Okay? You're going to trade, so you can just tell that team I won't even show up. You can trade me, but you got to have that kind of power. Now, the Odell Beckham trade is one where you think the Giants sending him to Siberia by sending him to the Cleveland Browns, was that a shot across the bow of the type of guy? Could Odell Beckham been like, "No, I ain't going, figure it out"? Or he just said, "I already got my money, I got my guaranteed money, send me wherever you want." It really depends on the personality and the fit. And that's probably why it worked out really well. Now, do I think the players are going to get more and more and more power with this? Only the stars can do it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.